Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Monday, August the 7th, and I'm here to take you through the latest in the world of Liverpool Football Club. And we begin with a report that came from Saudi Arabian outlet Al Ridiyah, and it is claiming that Mohamed Salah is of interest to Al Ittihad. The report claims that the Saudi Pro League club made an approach to sign Mohamed Salah for €60 million. And it goes on to say a source close to the player is claimed to have revealed that talks with Salah would suggest that he will be offered €155 million in wages over the course of two seasons. Now, clearly eye-watering numbers in terms of his salary there, but what is rather, I suppose, disappointing in many senses is a suggested fee. Now, €60 million for Mohamed Salah is crazy, quite frankly. I don't understand where they've plucked that figure from, but it is not anywhere near enough to sign Mohamed Salah, of course. Not in any way, shape or form. Not even in a sense of, with the Fabinho deal a couple of weeks ago, it's like €40 million might just be about market value for someone like Fabinho, given the season he's just had, the really disappointing season he's just had. But with Salah, you're talking about a player who continues to be in his prime. He's been in his prime ever since he arrived at the football club, to be honest. So I don't know where they got the figure from, but overall, I think, sort of largely speaking, it's not going to matter, because the reports were kind of dismissed from the outset in terms of Salah not being interested in the move, and it was very much dismissed by his agent, who in the past has been a relatively controversial figure amongst Liverpool fans, and one that kind of divided opinion because he was often outspoken when it came to his clients. But he tweeted this morning on the back of those reports saying, "If we considered leaving Liverpool Football Club this year, we wouldn't have renewed the contract last summer. Mohamed remains committed to LFC." So very much dismissing the possibility of Salah leaving the Reds this summer and heading to Saudi Pro League. But it's a proposition that, unfortunately, I don't think is going to go away anytime soon. Now, clearly, given what we've just spoken about, the chance of it happening this summer now appears to be none. Very slim at worst from a Liverpool perspective. But I do think that this isn't going to go away. I think next summer we'll be having a very similar conversation, by which point Salah will be in the final year of his deal on the back of who knows what kind of season for him personally and, of course, Liverpool's respectively. Like, if we're back in the Champions League, if we've competed for the Premier League, if we've won a couple of trophies, whatever it may be, and Salah's had another wonderful season, then maybe you are tempted to offer him a new deal because, as I mentioned, he's still in his prime. He's still a wonderful athlete. Like, his physical shape is absolutely immense. So he's a bit of a different proposition than most. However, if those things haven't happened, Salah's had another very good season, because I don't doubt for one second that he would do. And Liverpool have fell short in whatever competition again. Maybe we've missed out on the Champions League again. If the Saudi Pro League come knocking for Mohamed Salah at that point, with a year left on his deal, maybe there's a conversation to be had in 12 months' time. But unfortunately, from our point of view, I don't think we're going to be hearing the last of Saudi Pro League interest in Salah, because obviously his ability speaks for itself. The fact he's one of the best footballers in the world is one thing. But for that league, for what they're trying to achieve. They obviously tried to get Kylian Mbappe a couple of weeks ago in terms of his stature, but you could argue that Salah would actually be a bigger coup for them in terms of what he'd bring and what he offers, obviously being a Muslim and stuff like that. So I think this is very much the start of the Saudi Pro League trying to entice Mohamed Salah over there, with all the riches, of course, and with the project and with what they're looking to build as a footballing nation. So, yeah, unfortunately, well, fortunately for now, Salah looks like he's going to remain at Anfield. But unfortunately, I think this is a conversation that will go on and on and on.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So, moving on to incoming, which is what we all want to know about and we desperately, desperately need now from a Liverpool perspective. Fabrizio Romano was speaking to Born and Red on Sunday night, and he generally outlined the fact that Liverpool will still be looking to bring in two midfielders and a defender before the window closes, which I think, roughly speaking, is what we all think we need. I think we're all roughly in the same sort of ballpark. Like, that would probably suffice in terms of a window, given that we've already signed McAllister, given that Szoboszlai is already through the door. I think if you then add two more midfielders and potentially a young centre-back who can be part of the rotation with Matip, Gomez, Van Dijk and Konate, I think we'd be relatively happy and content with that. Who they are still remains somewhat of a mystery. The only one we do know Liverpool are very much interested in, of course, is Romeo Lavia. Now, that third bid, that elusive third bid, is yet to land, it looks like. It appears as though, despite reports at the back end of last week suggesting the third bid was imminent, I don't think it's gone in just yet. There's been no reports of it being rejected. Maybe they're still deliberating over it, who knows. But Liverpool have had a £37 million bid turned down, then a £42 million bid turned down as well. The third one, I think, should be happening at the start of this week, you would imagine. Now, I spoke to Belgian journalist Sasha Tavlieri to get his take on the situation and what could happen this week. And he wasn't sort of forthcoming with details on this occasion. He was very, very busy by the sounds of it. But he did say to me that it would be an intense week when it came to Romeo Lavia. So there's still work to be done, quite clearly. He could be in action for Southampton on Tuesday night. They've placed Gillingham in the Carabao Cup, which, of course, if he does play, means he'd be cup-tied for that particular competition, which would be another sort of kick in the teeth for Liverpool in their pursuit, I guess. If you wanted him to play in the Carabao Cup, of course, that is, which you would imagine they would do. So, one to keep an eye on in terms of that. He didn't play, of course, on Friday night for Southampton in their 2-1 win. So, it's a difficult one. I think the fact he didn't play is actually a positive for Liverpool. James Ward-Prowse, who's been linked to a move away, did play. So definitely some plus points to take there. But in terms of movement on the Lavia front, we are very much where we are last week. It appears as though, in terms of green light, he's agreed to come to Liverpool. Liverpool definitely wants him. Personal terms won't be an issue. It's just all about finding that fee and then obviously completing the formalities and medical and stuff like that, which hopefully can be done this week, because as things stand, Liverpool are heading into the first Premier League game of the season against Chelsea without a recognised number six, and it looks like it will be Curtis Jones filling that void, which short term, I think we can all just about make peace with and be okay with that. But anything beyond sort of the first 2 weeks of the season becomes a genuine problem. It really does. And that goes for, you know, even Thiago. Thiago and Stefan Bajcetic return to fitness in terms of getting back on the training field over the weekend. Two viable options to play that role. But for me, one of them's 18 years old and not played loads of football and returning from an injury. The other one, you'd probably say past his peak, certainly in terms of his fitness with Thiago. Incredible footballer on his day, one we all love to watch, but one you can really rely on to be a six for you for any prolonged period of time. I'm not so certain. And both of them need football as well. You know, at time of recording, Liverpool face Darmstadt tonight at Deepdale. And it'd be interesting to see if they get minutes there. If they were to get good minutes there, who knows, they could well be involved for the weekend trip to Stamford Bridge. But I'd be very surprised, very, very surprised if either of them featured heavily in either of those fixtures, to be honest. It feels like there's some weeks away from that yet. So, yeah, Lavia remains the main priority and the main lad on the list when it comes to Liverpool and their transfer recruitment. There's been reports over the weekend about Aurelien Tchouameni and Bundesliga giants Bayern Munich looking for a summer move for him. Real Madrid are an interesting one amongst all of this, because clearly we know they want Kylian Mbappe if they can make that deal happen. If they've got the money to facilitate it, remains very much up in the air. If they were to be open to selling Tchouameni, it's a player Liverpool have done the groundwork on before, and a player we know would come in straight away and be a bit of a game changer, really, for the Reds in that midfield. So something to be done there, perhaps further down the line, but Liverpool haven't got time to waste. Like, we can't afford to be sitting around waiting to see if Tchouameni becomes available. And the same can be said for Ryan Gravenberch as well at Bayern Munich. Player we like a lot, player we wanted when he was at Ajax, player that ticks loads of boxes for us. And we know he's not particularly happy with the situation in Bayern, but can you really afford to wait for 2 weeks' time just for him to turn around and say, oh, by the way, I'm staying at Bayern Munich? We can't, quite frankly. We need to get one player through the door immediately and be working very, very quickly on whoever the second one may be. We don't have the luxury of waiting around for moving parts just to slot into place. It's not what we afforded ourselves in this transfer window. However you want to explain that, whoever you want to blame for that, that's fine. But we are where we are, and we just need to sort of work on solutions now, and it needs to happen very, very quickly. As for defender, who knows? There's no names sort of springing to mind. After Levi Colwill obviously became very much unavailable with his new contract at Chelsea, the defender situation remains up in the air. And it feels as though if we are going to sign a defender, it might be a little bit of a left-field one. There was links earlier in the window to Mark Gahey. They've quietened down dramatically in recent weeks, so I think if we do end up bringing the defender through the door, and there's reports over the weekend about Nat Phillips leaving, which may facilitate that move even more, it would be a bit of a surprise signing, potentially, and one we've not really spoken much about. Anyway, I'll just quickly run through that news for you. So, reports come from Saudi Arabia that Al Ittihad were looking to take Mohamed Salah to the Saudi Pro League for $60 million, and obviously astronomical wages, $155 million in 2 years for the Egyptian. Those reports have been dismissed by Salah's agent, basically reaffirming his commitment to the club and the project here at Liverpool, which is brilliant news. Fabrizio Romano was speaking over the weekend as well. He said Liverpool would still like to bring in two midfielders and a defender if that was possible. And Romeo Lavia, we are expecting an intense week in the pursuit of Romeo Lavia. Anyway, that is your bite-sized news for today. I will speak to everybody again very, very soon. If you haven't already, make sure you check out our new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World. That's available on redmenmerch.com. So check that out. It is incredible. If you want more content in your ears and for your eyes, make sure you head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, and get involved there. We've got you covered from every possible angle as the Reds head into a new Premier League campaign. Until next time, I'll speak to you again soon. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.